Jesus told his disciples, and he tells each of us over and over and over, that we must love our enemies. It doesn't feel good. I mean, think about in our world, I mean, ISIS and violence, those that are persecuting others or beating people. How are we called to love them? Really, what Jesus began this conversation with the disciples, he quoted the Old Testament. He said to them, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you," this is the revolutionary of Jesus. Because he's God, he's looking at the Old Testament, what was one of the most important parts of the lives of the Jewish religious nationality, political and personality of who they were of following God. He said, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." A good thing to think and pray with is what Jesus talked again about nature. He talked about how that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. I mean, I think about just today, if you think about our enemies around the world, in our community, wherever it is in our own lives, it's a person, it's somebody that needs to eat, they need to drink water, they might have children, they might be married, they might know the love of the people that they are with, even if they're totally opposite of us. And then Jesus challenged them, and I think he does to us too. If you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? I mean, it's true. I can love my brothers, my sister-in-laws, nieces and nephews, my parents. But what about the person over doing really bad things? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? The challenge for us is to think, who is it for us to love that is not just the ones we like? How do we pray for them? How do we follow Jesus as he gave his life? He died, not just for us who love each other, not just us that love our brothers, not just us that wants to love the people in our country. He died for everyone. And he showed his love. So how do we show that same love with them?